Okay, everybody, welcome to Nelson City Hall. And
it is a sound that observers of local politics have gotten used to. John Dooley slamming the gavel in the Nelson City Council chambers to call the meeting to order in his distinct Irish accent. This council meeting, held on October 25th in City Hall, was the last time Dooley got to do that as mayor, even though the meeting opened as usual.
We would like to acknowledge the land of which we are gathered is the traditional territory of the Taha, Sinning's peoples, and is home to Métis and many diverse Aboriginal persons.
Dooley, now 74 years old, was defeated in the civic election held 2 weeks ago in Nelson, cutting off a streak of the city's top job that could have made him the longest-serving mayor in the city's history. In total, 19 years of city service. John Dooley has said in interviews with KCR that he is looking forward to spending more time with his family. Voters instead turned to Janice Morrison, a veteran city councillor who defeated Dooley by a large margin in the election, who has promised more transparency in City Hall and a new type of leadership that more than 1,600 people voted for. In his final address, John Dooley turned to each council member and thanked them for their service, highlighting their accomplishments, and took the time to offer some collegial advice to Jesse Woodward and Keith Page.
Jesse, sometimes I worry about you because you get too worried sometimes about things. And I think I wish you would sort of, you know, because you bring so much great conversation to the table. And I love when you speak because you're thoughtful and you care. And that comes out in your tone and it's reflected in the things that you do. And we're so fortunate to have you here. Keith, same thing applies to you, Keith. The only thing that bugged me a little bit about you, Keith, is when you put that list at the end of your name on your emails with all the committees you were on, right?
No email, Paul.
Is this email ever going to end here or what? but having said that, again, thoughtful and, you know, prepared.
But Dooley insisted he wasn't in mourning over his last meeting. Like, quote, was I disappointed? No question. Was I devastated? So absolutely not.
I don't see losing the election as losing. Don't get me wrong, I don't like losing anything. But I didn't see it as losing because, you know, I looked at the people that were going to replace me and I knew that we were still going to be in good hands. So I'm happy where we're at, I'm happy where I'm at, and I'm more than willing to help out at any time with council going forward, and happy to support Janice, and I think she'll do a very good job. I know you will. I shouldn't say I think you will. I know you will.
Incoming Mayor Janice Morrison also thanked Dooley for his service for the city.
I think that maybe this year you'll get that ski pass paid off.
Definitely this year.
Instead of having to be in City Hall waiting for the Ministry of Health to call again about some latest rule changes to COVID. We know we're going to be involved, and I just want to also acknowledge Pat. They often say behind every great woman stands a man, and I think behind every man stands a great woman. So, Pat, thank you for your years of making sure that he's doing his job and showing up.
The new council in Nelson will be sworn in on November 8th. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.